23rd of July, St. Bridget, Office of Readings. The Lord is King of Virgins, come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Virgins, come, let us adore him. Lord God, we give you thanks for all your saints, who sought the trackless footprints of your feet, who took into their own a hand unseen, and heard a voice whose silence was complete. In every word and deed they spoke of Christ, and in their life gave glory to his name. Their love was unconsumed, a burning bush, of which the Holy Spirit was the flame. Blessed Trinity, may yours be endless praise for all who lived so humbly in your sight. Your holy ones who walked dark ways in faith now share the joy of your unfailing light. Her mouth spoke wisdom, the law of compassion was on her tongue. Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the farthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Her mouth spoke wisdom, the law of compassion was on her tongue. The holy women who trusted in the Lord sang a hymn of praise in their hearts. Psalm 44. My heart overflows with noble words. To the king I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you for evermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh, in splendour and state ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand, your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you, the foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure for ever. A sceptre of justice is the sceptre of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The holy women who trusted in the Lord sang a hymn of praise in their hearts. they are led to the Lord amid gladness and joy. Psalm 44 continued. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord. Pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favour. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendour, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name for ever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They are led to the Lord amid gladness and joy. You have shown me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 3. All those things that I might count as profit, I now reckon as loss for Christ's sake. Not only those things, I reckon everything as complete loss for the sake of what is so much more valuable, the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have thrown everything away. I consider it all as mere garbage, so that I might gain Christ and be completely united with him. No longer do I have a righteousness of my own, the kind to be gained by obeying the law. I now have the righteousness that is given through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is based on faith. All I want to know is Christ, and to experience the power of his resurrection, to share in his sufferings, and become like him in his death, in the hope that I myself will be raised from death to life. I do not claim that I have already succeeded, or have already become perfect. I keep going on to try to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has already won me to himself. Of course, brothers, I really do not think that I have already won it. The only thing I do, however, is to forget what is behind me and do my best to reach what is ahead. So I run straight towards the goal in order to win the prize, which is God's call through Jesus Christ to the life above. All of us who are spiritually mature should have the same attitude. If, however, some of you have a different attitude, God will make this clear to you. However that may be, let us go forward according to the same rules we have followed until now. Keep on imitating me, my brothers. We have set the right example for you, so pay attention to those who follow it. I have told you this many times before, and now I repeat it with tears. There are many whose lives make them enemies of Christ's death on the cross. They are going to end up in hell, because their God is their bodily desires. They are proud of what they should be ashamed of, and they think only of the things that belong to this world. We, however, are citizens of heaven, and we eagerly wait for our Saviour to come from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our weak mortal bodies and make them like his own glorious body, using that power by which he is able to bring all things under his rule. So then, my brothers, and how dear you are to me, how I miss you, how happy you make me, and how proud I am of you, this, dear brothers, is how you should stand firm in your life in the Lord. May you always be joyful in your life in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Show a gentle attitude towards all. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. In conclusion, my brothers, fill your minds with those things that are good and deserve praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honourable. Put into practice what you learned and received from me, both my words and from my deeds. And the Lord who gives us peace will be with you. Responsory: I have spurned the kingdom of this world with all its trappings for the love of Jesus Christ my Lord, whom I have seen and loved, in whom I have believed, whom I have chosen for my own. My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made, whom I have seen and loved, in whom I have believed, whom I have chosen for my own. A reading from the prayers attributed to St. Bridget. Blessed be you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who foretold your death, and who at the Last Supper miraculously consecrated your own precious body from the material bread, and in memory of your most sublime passion, most charitably bestowed it on the apostles. Then, by washing their feet with your holy and sacred hands, you showed your great humility in a humble manner. Honour be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who through fear of your passion and death shed blood instead of sweat from your innocent body. Nevertheless, you accomplished our redemption as you intended, and in such a way you showed most clearly the love which you bore the human race. Blessed be you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who were led to Caiaphas, and you, the judge of all mankind, let yourself be submitted to the judgment of Pilate. Glory be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for the mockery which you endured while you stood clothed in purple and crowned with sharp thorns, and because you patiently allowed your honourable face to be spat upon, your eyes to be blindfolded, and your face and body to be cruelly beaten at the sacrilegious hands of unjust men. Praise be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who, enduring all, allowed yourself to be bound to a pillar, to be cruelly scourged, and to be led bleeding to the trial before Pilate, and to appear as the innocent lamb. Honour be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who, with your glorious body covered in blood, were condemned to death on the cross. In agony you carried the cross on your sacred shoulders, you were led amidst fury to the place of your passion, and were stripped of your clothes. This was how you wished to be nailed to the wood of the cross. Everlasting honour to you, Lord Jesus Christ, who in such extremity humbly looked with fond love on your Holy Mother, who never sinned nor ever countenanced even the smallest sin. You consoled her and entrusted her to the faithful care of your disciple. Eternal blessing be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who in the agony of death granted hope of pardon to all sinners, when you mercifully promised the glory of paradise to the thief who turned to you. Eternal praise to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for each hour you endured such great sorrows and extremities on the cross for us sinners. The violent pain of your wounds penetrated your blessed mind and cruelly pierced your most sacred heart until it broke, and you happily gave up your spirit. With head bowed, you humbly entrusted yourself to the hands of God your Father, and your body hung cold in death. Blessed be you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who by your precious blood and most holy death redeemed souls and mercifully led them from exile into eternal life. Blessed be you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who for our salvation allowed your heart and your side to be pierced by a lance, and also in that from your side you poured forth your precious blood together with water that you might redeem us. Glory be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, It was your will that your blessed body be taken down from the cross by your friends and laid in the arms of your sorrowful mother, and that it be wrapped in cloth and buried in the tomb. There you allowed it to be guarded by soldiers. Everlasting honour be to you, my Lord Jesus Christ, who on the third day arose from the dead and showed yourself living to those you chose. Again, after 40 days, in the presence of many witnesses, you ascended into heaven, and there you established in due honour the friends whom you had freed from the underworld. May rejoicing and eternal praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, who sent the Holy Spirit into the hearts of your disciples and increased the immeasurable love of God in their souls. May you be blessed and praised and glorious forever, my Lord Jesus Christ, who are seated in the glory of your divinity, on your throne in the kingdom of heaven, yet living in your human nature with all the holy members which you derived from the flesh of the Virgin. Thus you will come in the day of judgment to judge the souls of the living and the dead, you who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit for ever and ever. Amen. Responsory based on Revelations chapter 1. Christ loved us and washed away our sins with his blood. He made us a royal house, priests to serve his God and Father. Follow Christ by loving as he loved us when he gave up his life for us. He made of us a royal house, priests to serve his God and Father. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord our God, as St. Bridget contemplated your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you revealed to her the mysteries of his passion. Grant that we may rejoice in time to come in the revelation of your glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.